Here's some of Kennedy Malloy that you may not have heard before. Want some performance never seen before on the job site? Check out the latest from Milwaukee at your nearest authorised Milwaukee retailer. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's Thursday, people. Bang! Game on. Here we go. The business end of the week. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Kennedy Malloy. We're up and running today. What the hell is an au pair, Jane, and how do you get one?
I have all the info. Trust me. I'll fill you in on what one is and how easy it is for them to apparently stay in the country.
I cannot wait to have a robust discussion about the au pair industry. Good.
Absolutely. Oh, look, I was about to lose my place straight away. That's not a very good start. Sorry about that. I don't know. I'm distracted by au pairs. Hey, Aretha Franklin's been lying in state.
Yes, she has.
They're changing her outfits. But what if you could lie in state, or not exactly lie down? There's different scenarios that are available to people now.
Okay, you're basically talking about human taxidermy. It's happening. It's the latest craze.
It's a thing.
It's corpse fashion. What do you want to do with your own corpse after you're dead? We are not joking.
No, we're not.
This is going to be weekend
at Bernie's gone rogue. Trust me. We're going to send our work experience kid, Josh, to somewhere I know he probably won't like. Book club.
Oh. Okay, what about a double book club and wife?
The wife
with Glenn Close. That's a torrid.
That poor guy. We'll ask him. We haven't told him yet. That's what he's doing, so we'll let him know. Hey, Limo's coming in, which is great. I love catching up with him. Always a pleasure to catch up with Lima.
I love it when a newsreader does something really stupid. We've got a classic example of something that's come down the pike. You want to hear this.
Now,
it is absolutely brilliant.
We do. The banks, I don't know how to express it without swearing on the radio. the bonuses, by the way, the CEOs are out of control.
But so is your home loan as we speak. We're going to open that up for discussion as well. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. There's loads to get through. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
Dangerous. Dave, are we all good? Is everyone? Hey. That's a yellow card.
This is an issue.
That's a yellow card. God. If you get one more and it's a red and you're out.
Okay.
I literally couldn't sleep.
Me neither.
Literally.
Thanks a lot, Kennedy Malloy.
I couldn't sleep last night.
Well.
What is wrong, though?
Okay.
Why can something like that get 3 billion views?
3 billion downloads.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the world?
Hits? Yeah, views.
Yeah, hits. That's it. I'll tell you what's wrong with the world.
Right.
This whole au pair situation.
I'm fascinated by this. I didn't even know this was going on. This is a racket. This is au pairs. So this is how it comes to light. Set up the story.
Okay. Peter Dutton has overruled advice from a senior Australian Border Force official.
Yeah.
Because he allowed a French nanny to escape deportation after being lobbied by a mate of ours, AFL boss Gillan McLachlan. Who intervened because it involved his second cousin's au pair.
Now, an au pair being, I'm guessing, a French maid is what you're talking about.
No, it's not a French maid.
You just said.
Au pair.
Sounds French.
It's a French nanny.
It's a French nanny. Someone who looks after your children.
Right.
And they don't have to be French. They can be German. They're generally from overseas.
I know about this because a friend of mine, Luke Darcy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hi, Luke.
I know this story.
He had an au pair come out.
I think she was from Germany.
She's from Germany. Yeah. A German au pair who was living in his house.
Because they've got a lot of children and they thought it'd be good to have them help out.
They needed it and that was appropriate. But he was sitting around a kitchen table with his wife when a very good-looking German girl wandered into the kitchen in her underwear and started cooking pancakes.
I think she might have just had a singlet and little knickers.
She didn't last three months.
Well, see, there's quite a lot of rules involved. Would you like to know the whole situation?
Let's get to Dutton. So Dutton has said to he's overruled.
He said no. This girl who had been here for 3 months had overstayed her welcome. Tried to get back. She went away and she tried to get back in the country and she was detained because she didn't have a working visa.
Don't want to state the obvious, but he's been pretty militant on this front, isn't he, Mr. Dutton?
Yes, he is. And I found it very interesting.
He's played hardball.
He's played hardball with perhaps a number of people currently in detention.
People who risk their lives coming to the country.
I found it interesting, his explanation why this young
girl far away.
Should be released.
I can't
Are you ready what he said? In the circumstances, I've decided that as a discretionary and humanitarian act to an individual with ongoing needs, it is in the interest of Australia as a humane and generous society to grant this person a visitor visa for a period of 3 months. Well, isn't that generous?
You can't write this stuff.
You cannot. In the meantime.
Hey, you know what would be humane? Sending the au pairs.
Yes,
to Nauru.
To look after
Manus
all
Island,
the children.
Look after the children
who are
sewing their
distressed.
Lips together.
Great idea.
That'd be a good idea.
That'd be handy,
Let's send the children a pair. Now, and also Gil, as you said, he's a friend of ours, but I understand his family does donate a lot of money to the
cousin's family had of his cousin, his father had been a.
Now how can I get in on this? How can I get an au pair?
Well, you can get an au pair. You've got a couple little boys.
Well, can I get two? Can I get one for each twin?
That's almost possible.
Is it?
Yes, I have
heard
that.
Do they live with me?
Yes, they
and
do
I get to pick them out of a catalogue?
Now you're getting creepy. So
Well, it's going to get a lot creepier.
I'm not sure that this is going to be suitable.
So
anyway,
look
I'll tell you what
kids.
Happens.
What else do they do? Listen, they clean your house?
No.
Will they go down the
they
road?
They won't clean your house.
Will they go down the road and get me a pack of cigarettes?
No. There's very strict rules involved.
Will they, you know,
I don't think that's part of the.
I think that's the wrong catalogue. Yeah. That's the wrong website.
Do they wear a uniform?
No.
What? Like a little French.
You want a little French made outfit running around.
I want to see someone dusting over in the corner with a very short skirt.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Of course you do. Do you want to know?
I
want
to know what's going on.
Well, I'll tell you. They get a valid visa for 12 months.
Right.
But they can't work for the same family for longer than 6 months unless. You get signed permission by an immigration secretary or obviously Peter Dutton to stay longer. That it should be a shoe-in for any au pair. Bloody hell.
P-Duddy.
Yeah, that's right.
P-Duddy.
It is your
can
their
they make eye contact with you? Can they make eye contact?
Yes, they
or can. They call no. you, do they call you master? What
you're
do
getting,
they do?
You're getting I Dream of Genie.
Well, can you get that?
No, you can't.
Why not?
No, slavery's kind of not big on the list of a job that girls want to do. Generally, they are all women too. So there's a lot of rules involved, but they stay for free in your house.
Okay. Like it. They stay for free in your house.
They look after your children. They do light household chores, but not a lot of cleaning.
They stay for 3 months.
And then they go.
Oh, this is perfect. Give us a call. I'm keen to hear from anyone who's actually.
I've never had an au pair.
You haven't?
No, I've had a nanny or a babysitter.
You're a candidate for an au pair.
But I didn't like the fact that they would go away.
Could I go to another country as an au pair? Could I go over to
you'd be an
France and be
you
an au pair?
You as an au pair.
I'm Mickey, I'm going to look after your children.
No. Hey, and you're fluent in French.
All right.
Call us
get
now.
Get on the phone, call us.
Have you got an au pair? Are you an au pair?
Do you want one? All How's it work?
Tell us. Come
133353. Thanks to Milwaukee. Next breakthrough in power tool and battery technology.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Talking au pairs.
So you're talking au pairs. What happens if an au pair turns up and she's an idiot or he's an idiot? I'm guessing, can men be au pairs as well?
I don't know if many male au pairs. I'm sure there probably are, but I don't know.
What if she turns up and you go, what an idiot?
Well, then it's a long 3 months.
Mm. So you've got no bailout? Just get the boys to turn it up to 11.
Yeah,
hey, boys.
You know what to do. You can make life terrible for them.
All right, here we go. We're trying to work out who's had an au pair. What's it like? Talk us through it.
What
Damien.
Are the rules? Yeah.
Damien.
G'day.
Oh, you've had au pairs?
Yep. Had one, second one now.
Okay, and how did it go? How's the experience for you?
We decided to get American ones because the language barrier, and we've got a two-year-old who doesn't speak Dutch or German, and a lot of the German accents are a bit rough to understand.
Right.
And, pretty good.
And how do you go through the audition process?
Yeah, what's the screening process you've got to go through?
Well, the girls are going to go, she looks like she'd be okay, that sort of thing. And we've got to ask them a few questions like, do you have a license? Because kids need to be dropped off at school.
Do you marry for the Tigers?
English fluently. Speaking English fluently helps a bit, I suppose.
Have you got a police record?
Yes. Who is Donald Bradman?
Yes.
It's like a citizenship test, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But so does she live with you, Damien?
She does, yes.
And so you got her in a spare room or something?
Spare room.
And do you have to pay her any pocket money?
Yeah, they get not much, actually. It's like a couple hundred bucks a week.
What about food? Do you have to feed her?
Food and board.
And is she allowed to go out on her own, or do you lock her in the room?
lock her in the room with a padlock, actually.
Oh. All right. Well done, Damien. Right, okay, that was informative. Good, yeah. Jason's on the line. Jason, you've had an au pair.
Hi, guys. We're actually looking right now. My wife was on an au pair website recently. We've just had contact with a 21-year-old French couple. I believe they're leaving France in October. They're travelling around for a year. And
an au pair couple?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're on the right website?
So it's definitely an au pair website, and they're here for, I don't know, about 2 months. And
keys in the bowl, sounds like.
No, it's cheese and wine.
Cheese and wine, okay.
But no, it's the deal for us is actually my kids have been learning French since they're basically about two. They're now 6 and 9.
Wow. Oh, well, that's a pretty good idea.
Right.
The deal is, they teach them French.
Yep.
They have to do about, I think it's 15 to 20 hours in the house, as in like, a bit helping out with the housework, the cleaning. But for us, it's the babysitting and the teaching them French. And
Oh, sounds pretty good, Jace. Thank you. All right,
well done. You've thought it through. Kathy's on the line.
Hi, Kathy. How did you go with au pairs?
Actually, it wasn't mine. It was another school mother's. And actually, she went away on an overseas trip and left her husband home with children. And
What happened?
Well, I wasn't at the party, but
so the au pair kind of took the husband in as well as the children.
I'm not.
What are you saying, Kathy?
The full arrangement, but this is what else happened. Rocks up to school in all of the mother's beautiful designer clothes.
I can't see anyone being highly offended by that. Don't see an issue.
Kathy, is there a term that you refer to au pairs?
Definitely marriage buster. This one.
There's another au pairs called marriage busters.
Yeah, the wife should hire. Should have a fair bit of say in the
You'd think
recruitment process.
Kathy, what husband is going to pick the au pair from a catalogue?
Yeah, exactly, away with it and be allowed to.
Hey, that's really interesting.
Mark, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mick.
Yeah,
I used to work with a lady, and she had two sets of twins, like under two.
Oof, jeez. Right.
So they end up getting au pairs. Most of them were German.
Yes, I've heard this.
So by the time the kids got to like primary school age, they're all talking English with a German accent.
goose-stepping around the house.
They had a German accent?
Yeah, and I actually think they used to hang around the dining room table with a map of Poland.
Okay, Mark.
Thank you,
Come on, we'll do the jokes. Hey, thank you.
Michael, how are you going?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. What's your au pair story?
Well, I don't have an au pair, and I don't know anybody here who has one, but my daughter is one.
Oh, great. And where does she work? Where does she work?
She's over in Boston.
And is she enjoying the experience?
Mate, yeah. Unbelievable. She's doing all the things I want to do. She goes to all the Patriot games.
Awesome.
Does all the good stuff, mate.
Has she ever had a bad experience? I mean, it's a bit of a raffle, isn't it? You go to another part of the world, you turn up at a basic stranger's house and you go, ha, here I am with my bags.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go.
What if the children aren't likable as well?
What if the children's like that Prince George?
Well, she was pretty. This is her first time over there. She's been there nearly 2 years.
Wow. Well, I'm glad she's having a good time. And it's a good way to see the world.
It is a good way.
All right. I might give Dutton a call, see if I can get me some au pair.
Well, it should be a shoe-in.
One more call. Sharon. Yes.
Hi, Mick. How are you? Hi, Jane.
Hi,
Very
Sharon.
Good. Have you got an au pair?
No, but I'd volunteer to be your babysitter any day of the week.
Oh, Sharon. You'd be my au pair.
Sounds like you might have to wear a little outfit, Sharon. Would that work?
You know what? Mick Molloy is everything you'd want in a bloke. I'd do anything.
Sharon, have you been drinking?
What's wrong with you?
I'm going to call Peter Dutton right now. See you at my place. There it is. Give Sharon a prize, please.
Real creepy.
Give Sharon a prize.
All right, $100 fuel. Yeah.
Thanks, Sharon. Thanks, everyone. We're very informed now about the world of au pairs.
We are not done with this topic. We'll get back to this.
All right.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We've lost a couple of giants over there in the US this week, Jane Kennedy, from different walks of life. John Cain, of course, from the world of politics, a giant of the Republican Party, leave a gaping hole in the political landscape over there. And, of course, from the world of music, Aretha Franklin. There's no denying that she is one of the greatest entertainers of the last
century. And affected a lot of people, touched so many people
absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely.
And she's been lying in state.
Yep. They've both been lying in
state. They've both been lying in state.
Which is what? Which they've had an open coffin, which is basically a bit of a perv. You get the perv on the
coffin. It always fascinates me.
Perv on the coffin. So they dress you up. I think Aretha's wearing like a red dress and
Well, they've changed her outfit.
What?
She's now in powder blue. Yeah, they're changing her outfits.
Hey, when Diana Ross is lying in state, they'll make eight changes a day.
It's a lot of feather
boas. And McCain likewise. So the coffin does a bit of a tour and they open the casket and you get to have a squiz. So it's a
And they look fantastic.
And they
too,
do,
by the
though.
Way.
Oh, they're scrubbed. You were saying you'd get them to.
I just do a bit of liposuction.
A little nip and tuck.
A little lipo on you.
Really nice waxy face, wrinkle free.
Something low cut.
Yeah, I might as well go for it.
All right. So listen. So this is. It's a bizarre concept, but one we're getting our heads around. But just when you think you've come to terms with that, this new craze comes flying down
the
pole. What are we looking at?
Well, look, I can only get everybody's image of, you know, the movie Weekend at Bernie's, where they pop a guy up and they take him out as if he hasn't died and they take him to, you know, football and baseball on the beach and they look
He gets to live his life as if he's still alive.
Yeah. So there's this young guy who was tragically killed. He's about, you know, looks like an ex basketballer.
Yep.
They have propped him up in a chair with a pack of Doritos.
Yep.
And wearing his Celtics
jersey. And he's playing an Xbox.
And he's playing an Xbox.
As he would have. And you get to see him as he would have wanted to be remembered.
Correct.
And you can get in there and you can hang out with him like you.
Yes. This is in the US, by the way. You can do this. And there's another pictorial. And we'll put these up on our Facebook page for you to
imagine, just to describe a scene, imagine it's like human taxidermy. So,
totally.
So when your pet dies or something happens, you go, no way.
Yeah.
I'm going to stuff him and put him in the corner.
Yeah.
Well, that's what these guys, they're doing with these guys,
but it's really funny.
It looks hilarious.
It's so funny. There's a guy playing poker.
There's a guy playing poker
in his tracksuit with his dark glasses on, propped up, and he looks. I mean, he looks alive.
He looks alive, but all his mates get to sit around the table and have a last hand with him. Now, what do you want to do? Do you want to go quietly, or do you want to be sitting up playing cards with your mates after you're
well,
dead?
Well, I think that is a perfect scenario.
Okay, 133353. This is a great chance to get involved. When you're dead, when you're gone, how would you like to be restored? How would in what position would you like to be?
Can it be imaginative.
I've thought about this.
Have you?
I think I would be on my couch, in my tracksuit pants, lying down, watching a loop replay of the Richmond Grand Final.
Okay.
Yeah, with a remote control in
With a remote control in my hand.
And a beer in the other.
A little bit of drool.
A little bit of dribble.
Yeah, that's it.
How good would that be?
I'm going to have a think about mine, but it does involve rosé.
You'd be at a lunch. You'd be at
some
kind of lunch.
Be.
You'd be
in
like
the sun.
The Last Supper.
Yeah.
You'd be in the sun. You'd have your sunglasses
looking fabulous.
I'm sure.
Sunglasses on.
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe I would be investing in a Chanel suit. God.
Well, you can change it. Again, you could have a different one.
Yes,
every
I could
day.
Change it.
Yeah.
Dave, what would you be doing?
Look, I might be sitting in front of a microphone with some headphones on, you know, on the decks, on the ones and twos, and on the wheels of steel. No?
On the wheels of steel.
As a DJ.
What about this one?
Party.
This is my other one I'm thinking of.
Mm.
On the toot with a Sunday paper. I am on the toot, on your toot.
Well, your mother and your sisters and I would not come and see you.
What do you mean?
We will not visit you.
Wouldn't you go, there he is.
No, we won't.
There he is sitting with his pants around
Let's
his ankles.
Go to our callers.
He's reading
That's
the
stupid.
Sunday.
No, I won't have it.
133353.
Leave
you like
my
to
toilet
be
alone.
I thought since we're talking about Aretha, we might play a little bit of...
Did she ever do a version of that?
How about the last images of me throttling you as that music plays?
Okay, I'm sorry. That's
in the
last
background.
Time I'll do it. All right. 133353. We'll take your calls right after this.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Calm the farm. Yuki. We're still talking about pairs over here. Hey, now listen.
Yes.
We were talking about lying in state.
Yeah.
John McCain over there is being is on tour, even though he's dead. Mm. People having a look in the casket. Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, Queen of Soul.
Has it. Now, who is it?
It was Al Sharpton, who's an American civil rights activist. He appears on MSNBC in the US.
He's had a shocker.
Well, he's getting on now. He's a bit doddering.
He's a famous black activist.
Yeah,
he'd be embarrassed by this because he's firmly in Aretha's camp. Here's what he said
recently.
Here's
his little tribute.
So in the words of my late friend Aretha Franklin, show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Yeah. Unless you're a New Zealander and love respect. Can I buy a vowel there, Al? Okay, so we've then found this story where this is a craze. It started in America where you can have your body stuffed taxidermy style and you can have it sitting at a card table or playing Xbox or doing whatever. We've asked our audience, how do you want to be remembered? What would you like done with your corpse?
Yep.
Tina's on the line. Tina, how would you go?
I think I'd like to be remembered in a Superman pose to give the impression that I'm flying into the afterlife.
So like Supergirl. So you'd be in the cape, in the costume?
Absolutely.
And will we have you sort of propped up at your wake and everybody can just come and just pay the respects?
Suspended from the ceiling.
Oh, yeah, suspended.
Put some wires on.
Absolutely. That sounds like a fab idea.
That's a great idea.
All right.
Good on you, Tina. Good idea.
That's a good idea. Andy, how would you like your corpse manipulated?
Probably being encased in plaster.
Mm-mm. Right.
The motorcycle wheel into the chapel.
Yeah.
And me sitting on a stool working on it.
So you'd like to be remembered. The people who come and see you lying in state, you'd be on a stool working on a Harley Davidson.
Exactly.
Oh, geez, that's
But I don't
all right.
think it should be hard to arrange. You say it now. Say it to a few people, Andy, and they'll sort it out for you.
Well, get the bike, put me on it, and then come and watch me work.
Correct.
That's it.
The water sets in.
Do you know what I could do? Someone could ride it and put you on as a peon passenger.
I've been listening to you dudes working on my bike every single night.
Ah, good on you, mate.
Good for you,
that's
Andy.
That's the way.
Yeah,
Andy,
thanks.
Well, I tell you what, if you die, I'll send a tape to the,
just play it
to
at
the
your funeral,
funeral and we'll play it, that's loop it. We'll play this bit.
Yeah.
All right, Andy, well done.
Hi, Alana.
Hi.
What's your idea, or do you know someone? How to be remembered?
My partner actually has been talking about it for years. He wants to be stuffed after he dies and popped on the lounge. And I really think it's just so he can ward off any future mates.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So you come home with a new fella.
It is your dead husband. Yeah.
Yeah. I can passion imagine killer. That would be a great impression, yeah.
Oh, that's gold.
Yeah.
I like his thinking. He's one step ahead of the curve. I don't think you're going to get a lot of action when he's gone, Alana.
Well, you might as well do something.
No.
Yeah, you might as well do something when you're dead as well.
Why not?
Thanks, Alana.
Probably help yourself there too before you go to bed. A little bit of rigor mortis. Hey, Kevin. Oh, I don't even know what I'm saying half the time.
Please, take us out of that hole.
The vision in my head.
Yeah, thank you.
Kevin, what are you going to do? What do you want done with
you? My boys have been talking about this for years. They're going to actually bring in a V8 Ford Fairlane, and they're going to shove me in the back seat and cut hoops at me funeral. They said, mate, we're going to send you out in a blaze of smoke, Dad.
Oh. So you're going to be popped, that's after you're dead, popped on the back seat of a Ford.
Yep.
Of a what is it? A Fairlane?
Ford,
a V8 Fairlane.
Yep.
While your son's really carve it up.
Yep.
And doing burnouts. That's unreal.
That's it. In one.
That's a moving ceremony.
Plan.
I don't hope you die, but it'll be really good when it happens. So, you know, it's
mate,
very creative.
I'll be on the highway to hell.
Good on you, Kev.
Exactly.
Well, I don't care. I like it a lot. Andy.
Yeah, g'day, guys.
What are you thinking?
Well, I've got a 30-foot boat in the Western Port Marina, and I want to cark it with a frothy in one hand and a fishing rod in the other.
Oh, jeez.
Look, I tell you, that's a pretty easy pose to
not
put
bad.
Together.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
And then they could take you out on sailing. You could be like human ballast. They could pop your legs over the side.
Yeah.
You say, and then he's doing a good job up the front there. he'll go in any condition.
Could be an anchor.
I think we're done here, people.
These are happy stories.
Yes,
good luck, everybody.
Well done. I can't wait.
I can't wait either.
Bring it on.
All right.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
By the way, the front bar back on the telly tonight. Don't miss that. 8:30 tonight. Bunch of great guests as
well. Cannot wait. It's going to go off.
Excellent. Can't wait.
Yes. Geez, Dave.
I'm sorry, guys.
You're not playing this, are you?
Sit down. The production team's dancing. Now, listen.
You cannot advance to this. People do.
Last warning. Last warning. Okay. If I hear that again, you...
But what about the Mick Molloy version?
Mick Molloy, do-do-do-do-do, Mick Molloy, do-do-do-do-do.
Not bad.
Mick Molloy, do-do-do-do-do.
What about Dentist Jane?
Dentist Jane, do-do-do-do-do-do, Dentist Jane, do-do-do-do-do, Dentist Jane.
I think apparently I drive a Getz, is that right?
I drive a Getz.
Stop it!
You know when you're pointing your finger at Dave then, just going, now, I'm giving you... Is that how you'd speak to your au pair?
Yes. Oh, I don't get an au pair. I'm gonna roll the dice on
you
this.
You keep saying, I'm going to get two.
What imagine an au pair who...
Just a disaster written all over it.
Who was going to go into stripping, but at the last minute decided, no... I think I'd rather look
after... How does your mind operate?
Look after a stranger's child.
Gee, yeah.
And she turns
so up... So many of those girls.
Is if, am I... Yeah.
There's so many, Mick.
And obviously she's looking for...
love as well. Right. On the side.
Okay. I don't know, is this too...
Yes, it is.
Could that happen?
Yeah.
You're thinking out aloud.
You're actually on the radio.
Inside voice.
Let's talk about this.
What?
There has been... We love newsreader fails.
Oh, there's a ripper going around right now, isn't there?
And this is quite fresh.
Now, who's this from? Where's she from?
This, she's from Boston.
And someone's got her a beauty.
Someone has got her a beauty. Well, it's actually, I think she was given this information by the pilot. She's reporting on a story on a plane crash.
So let's just play it and see if you can pick up
what the
problem is. So here we go.
And Hazelden told us that he believes the issue was with a defective flux capacitor, though the NTSB wouldn't comment on any potential cause today.
Okay.
Are we on it?
Yeah.
We know what's going on.
Well, I did because it's one of my favourite movies.
Mine too.
It is. It's called Back to the Future, and you may remember this scene.
This is what makes time travel possible. Flux capacitor.
So what I love is not only does she look a bit silly in this instance, but someone's pulled a pretty good practical joke. I love a good practical. I love a good prank. Yeah. I love a good practical joke. There's so many dud ones out there giving the good
there
ones
is.
A bad name.
I agree.
But whoever slipped that one through is deserving.
Excellent sense of humour. Yep. And even better, it was great because she didn't research it or look it up. That's what I love. She's gone with it confidently.
One of the greats. Now, there's a Hall of Famer for me, the favourite of all time.
Without
and
doubt.
I think we're all agreed on this. I don't think I've ever heard anything quite as amusing as this. And whoever, and I believe it was an intern at the TV station who got this through. The degree of difficulty is very high, and he's really it's really quite a dangerous thing. I'm guessing he got sacked pronto because there's death involved and carnage involved and a proper news report.
And extremely embarrassing for the network, what you're about to hear.
So listen, we've got the details. Yeah,
it's KTVU. Tori Campbell is the news reader here.
And it's an Asian Airlines flight that has gone down. Yeah. It involves a degree of death.
Serious.
But there was a race between, as there often is, between all the cable networks to be the first to release the names of the pilots who were on that flight. And here she is thinking she's got the scoop, but I don't think the names are quite right.
We have new information now also on the plane crash. KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Tu Lo, Ho Li Fook, and Bang Ding Ao. The NTSB has confirmed these are the names of the pilots on board Flight 214 when it crashed.
I just love that. Yeah. And you've got to see the footage if you can find it on YouTube or whatever,
YouTube.
Because she's doing it in such an earnest fashion. That you just can't believe it. Can we hear that one more time? Yeah. I think I go from favourites. Sometimes it's Bang Ding Ao or Sum Ting Wong.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
How many of, he and his mates may be sitting around thinking?
Mate,
it's so well planned.
It's a work of art. Here we go.
We have new information now also on the plane crash. KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Tu Lo, Ho Li Fook and Bang Ding Ao. The NTSB has confirmed these are the names of the pilots on board Flight 214 when it crashed.
We just tweeted the link too for that, so you can watch it at Kennedy Malloy.
Get it up and running. Yeah. Can we find, we might try this the next hour or two, there's a very embarrassing apology from her.
Later.
She's, oh, look, we may have
been given misinformation.
It's fun. Yeah.
We apologise.
Any local ones that you can think of, Jen?
Well, yeah, there is one that Carl Stefanovic pranked Roz Kelly, who was doing a report on a soccer match.
Yes.
And he fiddled about with her auto cue.
Yeah, he added something that wasn't supposed to be read out.
Correct. Let's have a listen.
The Blues defeating Portuguese side Benfica 2-1 in Amsterdam. How good are the cookies? There. See, I read everything on the auto cue. It's like Anchorman.
It is you.
You are dead.
That's very cute.
Carl, you've won the battle. Right. The war's just begun, though. You're in
this.
Trouble.
I reckon Carl might have woofed a couple of cookies.
that is the Ron Burgundy moment. I love that.
I think that's pretty good. We'll find that moment and get back to you with it. But, hey, is it work experience, good time?
Let's get him on.
Let's drop the bomb.
Yeah.
He's going to see Book Club.
Oh, that poor guy.
Josh joins us next.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Mayday, mayday. This is not a drill. Is a Category 5 chick flick alert. Abort cinema. Abort cinema. Repeat, this is not a drill. Warning, warning. This is a fully blown chick flick alert.
Sure is. It's hitting cinemas. Is it in cinemas? It is.
Yep.
It's called The Book Club.
Yes.
It's nauseating, Jane.
It's nauseating. It stars Diane Keaton.
Yep.
Jane Fonda.
Good Lord.
Candice Bergen.
Yep.
And Mary Steenburgen.
With a combined age of 620.
Correct. I won't tell you what it's about.
No, we should. Yeah,
all right. Sure. Four lifelong friends, their lives are turned upside down to hilarious ends when their book club tackles the infamous 50 Shades of
Kill
Grey.
Me now. Kill me now.
I know that.
That is a mayday. You've been alerted. We've got a grab from the trailer here.
Okay,
yes.
Let's have a listen.
We are four smart, successful women. I don't need a man. What is the point?
Who still has any interest?
Ladies, I am not going to let us become those people who stop living before they stop living. I don't care what society says about women our age.
You are better at this than you think you are.
The choice should be ours.
Shut up and kiss me.
Ow!
another bottle?
Yes!
Rather stick needles in my eyes than spend an hour and a half in a cinema screening that film.
But what if it's good?
Well, how do we know for sure?
If only someone we knew would go and see it. Mm. Hello.
Josh, are you there?
Guys.
Yeah, Josh, hi. It's been a while. Yeah, we haven't seen you around.
It's been a while.
Yeah, what have you been doing? You been studying or?
Of course.
Yes.
I've been studying so I can get to a point where you are now.
Are you smart, Josh, or? Are you going to be a bum when you leave
Super
school?
Smart.
I worry about you. I really do. I'm not sure where you fit into the big scheme of things. We're doing our best to try and
I worry
get
about
you
him too.
Up and running and seeing if you've got what it takes to be a big wig in radio. Where have we set you so far, Josh?
Well, I think a big wig in radio, as you just said.
Yeah, but where have we sent you?
Where have we sent you?
Oh, where have you sent me? Celine Dion.
Celine Dion. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cruel.
Where else?
The Swans.
You mean Swan Lake.
Swan Lake.
And of course, Mamma Mia 2.
Oh, Mamma Mia 2, which you didn't mind. Did you like Cher? You liked Cher in that, didn't you?
Yeah, of course. Now I know who she is.
You didn't know who she was before. It's the first time we've seen her. Hey, she's almost like a living corpse, isn't she? Oh,
she's almost too young. She's almost too young for this film.
All right.
Where are we sending you?
We're going to send you off to see The Book Club, Josh.
Were you just listening to that? Did you hear the trailer?
Yeah, sounds great.
It's a whole bunch of old ladies talking about sex.
All right.
50 Shades of Grey.
How do you think that'll be good?
I think, you know what?
What?
I'm coming in with low expectations, but I could come out and it could be the greatest movie I've ever seen in
my life. You had kind things to say about Mamma Mia, didn't you?
Yes, but
I did. I thought it was a fantastic movie, honestly.
Okay, this one I feel for you because I'm just thinking it's going to be so embarrassing.
We got the budget. You can have a chalk top. A Coke. You can have a Coke. You can have a choc chop of Coke. No popcorn. And you have to. We want physical evidence.
Why no popcorn?
I just don't.
You gotta watch the whole movie.
You gotta watch the whole movie.
Yeah, yeah, don't leave.
Half time or
and
whatever.
Tell us,
if you get me more food, I might stay longer.
Yeah. And tell us who's in the audience.
Have some.
In the audience.
Yes, I want to find out what they, how old they are.
Who are you taking? You've got a spare ticket. Who are you going to take?
No, he's going by himself.
Oh, he's going to take someone.
By myself.
No, he's
so
going
much.
By himself.
Can't go by
himself.
Why can't he take someone? What do you mean? He's doing a job. He's a reviewer.
Father's Day is around the corner. Why wouldn't he take his dad?
Actually,
in my work.
Why don't you take?
Why don't you take your dad for Father's Day? Father's Day present, and you do it together.
He'd love it.
He's in the room next to me.
Is he? Go and ask him right now.
Should I?
Go and ask him. Just ask him if he has any interest.
Hey, Dad, do you have any interest in the book club? Thumbs down. Two thumbs down now.
Just say for Father's Day. Just say Father's Day, you and me.
Father's Day.
So you've already bought the tickets.
Book club. I've already bought the tickets. I've booked the session. We're going.
Yes. Is that a yes?
No.
Still a no.
All right, Josh, go and see it and let us know. Will you come in tomorrow and tell us about it?
Yep, for sure.
After school?
All right, mate.
Of course.
Okay.
All right. Well, enjoy yourself.
Have a good night, Josh.
I won't.
What session's he going to?
6 o'clock.
6 p.m. session, a late session.
Be a bit late for the crowd. I thought the matinees would be full as a gook. All right. Good luck, Josh.
Well done.
Can't wait to hear all about the book club.
Oh, my God.
My Lord.
Coming up next, Limo.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, baby. Strap yourself in. There's going to be some more au pair talk at some stage.
From you, of course.
Well, I'm fascinated.
You're obsessed.
Obsessed. Did you say you were going to pick my au pair?
I will pick an au pair for you.
Never.
Oh, yes, I shall.
That's not going to happen.
All right. Well,
hey,
we're
going to take calls about the banks. We're going to specifically ask, if that's a word.
Yeah.
Who's a bigger bastard than the banks?
Well,
and we'll get you to call in.
So you'll get no calls.
Oi! And that, of course, is the voice of our first guest we'll get to in just a minute.
Okay, well, we'll take your calls.
Take your calls, take your tweets. We may as well
That's right.
wait on
We
in.
Might go back into au pair land. Who knows?
We'll get there eventually. Say hi to Lima.
Hello.
Oh, wonderful to be here, guys.
Lovely to see you.
Just quickly, quiz. Were you listening to our first hour?
Indeed. I was highly entertained, particularly by this Aretha Franklin story.
Yes.
Where it's a trend now that people get sat in a particular
position. Like taxidermed. And you can be posed.
Human taxidermed.
Your corpse can be posed into somewhere where you want to be remembered. Have you thought about it?
So you gave the example of someone playing poker.
Someone playing poker.
Sat up at a poker table.
I would be either on the toot or reading the paper.
Yeah. Jane, where were you again?
I'd be with my girlfriends having lunch.
Having lunch. I'd love to be propped up at the front bar of the Napier Hotel for a week. And then people can just come in and out.
Pay their respects.
Have a drink with me. And then move on.
I think I've done that.
And looks dead.
I think I've lived.
By day 7, I might get a stink on, but...
Yeah, there
it is. Fascinating. I love the idea.
What about being shot out of a cannon? I wouldn't mind being shot out. My corpse being shot out of a cannon.
I don't think it would fit.
Why, you don't believe like any of my ideas.
Don't fit. Hunter S. Thompson.
What's wrong with you?
Hunter S. Thompson was shot out of a cannon.
Oh, yes, he was too.
Johnny Depp, who's out of money. You wonder why.
Stop buying cannons, mate.
What about an au pair? Have you ever had an au pair?
Well, we've got a nanny at the moment. And in fact, I believe she might be on the line. Hello? Oh, there she is.
Mrs. Doubtfire. They're turning it into a musical.
That is.
Mrs. Doubtfire, the musical.
Hey, if you're looking for a role.
Oh, I'll tell you what, this has got work experience boy written all over. I could nail Mrs. Doubtfire.
You could nail Mrs. Doubtfire tomorrow.
Hello. I love it. I'm going to come in. I'm going to drag up. I'm going to do the show tomorrow as Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yes.
Will Mrs. Doubtfire be wearing one of those hats that has a beer either side and the straws?
Well, not.
Hey, what is your French babysitter like?
She's lovely.
She hot?
She's excellent. She's a Mick.
You cannot say, he will not answer that.
Oh, he'll tell me off air.
All right. We'll say off air.
So I had one friend who had
She's fantastic. She doesn't live in.
Fantastic.
But she's fantastic.
I think it's a hashtag thing you cannot say.
I had a friend of mine who said, well, we're going around to his house, and he goes, Mick, when we go in there, the babysitter is very, very attractive. For me, please, can you not acknowledge that or say anything?
Oh, red rag.
So we walk, in and I go, oh, baby, how long's this been going on? And he just was crestfallen because that was the end of that.
You're
shocking.
We had friends of ours who had a similar situation to Luke Darcy, and they had
a German au pair who's getting around a bit skimpy.
And hardly wearing a thing around the house.
No, that's not on.
But they were a bit wide-eyed for 3 months before they could get rid of her.
That's a good 3 months. Hey, I'm writing that down. German seems to be out in front at the moment.
I'm just giving the tip. There is a rule that probably the female of the house, if you have a partner, should do the choosing.
We were discussing during the news, we should get an au pair for the show.
I think that was your idea.
What about an au pair for a Kennedy Malloy au pair? She comes in here for 3 months and we pay her nothing and she... does stuff.
You want a PA, not an au pair.
No, I'll have to pay a PA.
Oh, right. You just want a little girl in skimpy outfit, tourist.
You said if I get an au pair, you have to pick her.
Yes.
And which way would you go?
Well, what do you reckon? I want it to work for everybody.
more the Mrs. Doubtfire angle, I suspect.
Oh, yeah, more the book club angle.
Well, who would look after Laddie anyway? I mean, Laddie, that's a full-time job. You'd have to – you're entrusting someone with your pride and joy.
Yeah, indeed, and he's a bit of trouble these days. You know,
he's not trouble, is he?
He's a trouble.
Jane, he's obsessed.
Prince George.
And I think a lot of young boys are. He's obsessed now, despite spending the first 18 months of his life at home with his mother watching RuPaul's Drag Race and Project Runway. He's obsessed with construction sites.
It has been all along, hasn't it? Absolutely.
Obsessed. And to the point where we've got a construction site near our house at the moment, and my wife took him down there last night to look at the cranes. And they're putting in like the prefab cement walls.
It's pretty interesting. Yeah.
And he was loving it, right? Anyway, eventually Kelly had to bring him home. And when he got home, he was not happy. He had a throwdown and I recorded him because I found it hilarious. So here is our son last night crying over the fact that he could no longer look at the cranes.
No cranes.
We've got to leave the crane now, okay?
You
can see him tomorrow. And look, he's just seen out the window. You can just see him.
No way!
Not interested.
Let's be cool.
Is that how Kelly talks to you when you come home late?
she was actually talking to me then. That was us having a conversation off to the side. That went on for about 15 minutes.
You know what? That little boy, I think, given his fascination, could grow up to be the construction worker from the Village People. It just feels like that's where it's heading.
Fingers crossed.
A standover man.
Hey, Limo, hang about. Yes. We've gas bagged on for too long. I know you've got plenty more to unload.
Indeed.
More after this with Limo joining us on Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Limo is with us as well.
A shout out to our good mate and friend of the show, Adam Rosenbach's Rosie.
Yeah.
He's in hospital. He's holed up. He's
rough around the edges at the moment, Rosie.
He's having a battle, and good on him. He will be right.
He'll be fine.
Sending you lots of love, Rosie.
Indeed. Now, we also, and also too, just quickly, I won't dwell on it, but I hope your football team loses next week in the first final hit out.
Hawthorn are playing Richmond, Jane, for the first time ever in the finals, if you can believe it.
I can't believe
it. And that's happening next Thursday night. My Hawks, of course, up against Mickey's Tigers.
You'll be leaving at about early into the third quarter.
I think the cocky head wobble that the Richmond fans have had across
They've become smug.
Yeah. They have become smug.
We've
passed the baton on.
It's been too long since Hawthorn were in the finals anyway. Yeah. Hey, Gary's on the line. Gary, you rang in. You heard Limo's child banging on about construction working.
Yep.
And what did you want to add?
Yeah, I recall back when I had little kids who were interested in trucks and diggers and stuff. I went up the newsagent and purchased one of the like the Deals on Wheels for sale catalogs.
Oh, just genius.
Full of trucks and cranes and diggers. I swear he hung on to that for
that's a great idea.
It's like a porno for a little boy who likes machinery, isn't it? Should be wrapped in plastic.
Yeah.
You know what, Gary, this is a stroke of genius because I can't get him into Dr. Seuss. Maybe I can get him into the construction catalog.
That's a great idea. Thanks, Gary, for that.
No, I'm
going to do that. You know, now you can actually Google, there's like a 1 hour YouTube video of a construction site that with the kids' music over the top of it. So he can sit there for an hour.
No doubt.
And watch a construction site.
You know, you should be playing your little lad. Oh,
have you heard this one?
It's beaten by a hand. Shark do 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 baby shark do 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 baby shark do 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 baby shark. I'm one of the 3 billion idiots who's downloaded it.
What I love was our callers who rang in yesterday and they were in the car with their kids going, do you need to stop it or keep playing it?
Yeah, because but we're having meltdowns.
I am in a lot of trouble.
Can I tell you a true story? I was getting ready to come here today and I was in the bathroom and I had my phone on the app with your show on.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that came on at the start of the show and my son was in the next room and he yells out, Baby Shark!
Oh, Baby Shark! Baby Shark! Like Pavlov's dog, isn't it?
It really is. Oh my God! The other one is head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Oh,
yeah. Stop it!
Shoulders,
don't
knees and
do
toes.
It, don't.
Knees and toes.
That's a tune you can't get out of your head, too, by the way. So, what are you up to at the moment?
You know what? I had a thought the other day, and I know this AFL/NRL season isn't even over.
Yeah.
But I'm worried about next season because the last thing we need at our age, dare I say it, are further reminders that you're getting old, right?
Right. But here's something happened.
Well, here's one for you. Next AFL and NRL season, for the first time ever, we will see playing AFL and NRL players who were born in the year 2000. Now, if there's anything, there'll be people playing AFL football and NRL who were born after the Y2K bug. There'll be people who were born after the first Harry Potter film.
That is terrible.
Playing AFL football.
Yeah, that's
depressing. Not much joy you're bringing into us here.
And for me, and where I was born, when I was of their age, I would have looked at that like I looked at people who were alive during the war. That's like kind of where we are now.
That's how these people look at us now.
And I feel like that when I go to the Logies because I think people might look at me like Bert and Patty. Because I think they're my age.
You're up there.
When I started coming.
Right. You are like an elderly stateswoman.
Right. Well,
you're like Ann Wills.
I'll take Patty Newton. I'm not taking Ann Wills.
Denise Drysdale.
No, and I'm not taking Ita either.
Or Jeannie Little. No.
Give us a call, 1-333-53. Who should Jane settle for?
Yeah, settle down.
As a Logies comparison.
Shut up.
Who does Jane? So
that's interesting. Why would you bring it up?
Which one of the Golden Girls?
Oh, stop it. Careful.
Is Jane ready to play the role of mother and son?
Ruth Cracknell.
Is Jane Kennedy the new Ruth Cracknell?
In the Australian remake of Driving Miss Daisy.
Is Jane Kennedy the new Mrs. Jessup?
You're lucky. I've got a good sense of humour.
Well, you don't. And you should be ashamed of yourself.
Me?
Limo?
I'll talk to both of you off air.
Come in here and have...
But there are
fun at my co-host.
There are indicators that you're getting older.
What are the
you know, well, when you get
a checklist.
Not when I get out of a couch, but when I get into a couch, I groan.
Right.
You know, when you get into a couch, you go,
a comfort groan.
Yeah.
No, I need to be helped out. Like Jerry, like with a stick. All right, let's flip him over.
That's embarrassing.
You know how you've got your invention for the toilet, right? Yes. Where you press the button,
the foot goes down, the lid goes up.
It's like a bin thing, and the lid comes up.
Sure.
You need one of those on a couch where you press it, and it flips you out of the couch.
Like an eject.
Not an ejector couch.
To get you back on your feet.
Jeez, I think I need to go to the toilet.
Doesn't the Jason recliner have that action in it?
I don't think it's got enough oomph in it.
Oh, okay.
What about a Jason recliner with a toilet seat in it? So you don't even have to,
I think you don't have to go anywhere.
I think they have those at some homes, which you'll be probably going into soon.
I'm
going
to go and make a purchase.
There's a sign you're getting old.
Can you try them out?
That's a chamber pot just below your feet.
Can you swell? I've got a chamber pot there. Can you swing by the old people's home and go, guys, do you mind if I just...
No. I'm sure you can. Yeah. I'm sure quite a few of you might notice that you're doing it either.
It'll be like, you know, those new beds that everyone's got.
Oh.
Has anyone seen the new resident?
Those beds. You're talking about those buttons and
the buttons that you go up and down.
One half of the bed goes up and the other
doesn't.
It's
like the NASA technology.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've got one of those beds.
You did get one.
Yeah.
So,
we've got one of them. So you can put... It's got zero gravity. Is a function on the bed.
What does that mean?
Well, I don't know. Puts your feet up and your head
sounds
up.
Sounds impressive.
It does sound impressive.
Zero gravity.
That's some sort of NASA technology. We fell for it, hook, line,
what
and sinker.
What happens if it stuffs up and you, you know...
Like you get squashed in the middle.
Yeah.
That hasn't happened yet.
Have you tried lovemaking at zero G's?
Zero no G's. Takes it to a whole new level.
Yeah, I need some of those heat resistant. I need some of those heat resistant tiles.
Oh, for God's sakes!
All right.
Hey, Lemo, thank you for reminding us we're all getting old.
Oh, hello, Greg's on the line. Greg, you've got something you'd like to add at this stage, do you?
Yeah, g'day everybody. How are you?
Yeah, what would you like to add to the conversation?
I think Jane would be like she could play Dorry Evans from Number 96.
How dare you, Greg? No prize for Greg.
Yeah,
prize back coming your way.
Hey, good on you, Lee. Hey, we're going to talk banks. Do you want to stick around? You can if you want.
Yeah, I love the banks. Love the banks.
We're going to take some calls.
Who was that from Sons and Daughters? Who was on that?
Rowan and Wallace.
Oh, there we go.
All right. I don't even know I'm helping, Matt.
Yeah.
All right.
More coming up after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, by the way, Limo's with us, so you can catch the beep test, Fox Footy, 9 p.m. Sunday nights.
All right, get involved. Have a look. What could go wrong now? We need to turn our attention to the banks who have put up their rate. They've started. Here we go. This is the first interest rate rise we have seen in this country for some 5 years. It's been a long, long time.
Yep.
And what's interesting is it's not the Reserve Bank that's put the rates up. The banks have just decided, you know what, we're going for it. We are going to have a crack at this regardless.
Of course, if one does it, they all do it. They all fall in.
Well, we know how they operate. Yep. And here we go. So Westpac's gone and the others will follow suit. And you just when you think, you know, that they can't get any worse, because we've been... Have you been paying attention to the commission, Lima?
Oh, yeah, I know. They get... Well, they can't... The commission has ruled out a whole bunch of ways they can't make money anymore. Like charging fees to dead people.
Well, yeah, that's
only after.
And ripping us off in a whole string of ways. So they're
it
like, well,
punitive somehow, doesn't it?
It's so, like they're refusing to accept a different bottom line. If you're going to take our profits from all these dodgy pathways, well, then we're going to put the interest rates
here's
up.
Here's the reasoning for it. As illustrated by Terry McCran from News Corp, he says after last week's absolute trashing of the banks by Commissioner Kenneth Hain, he said there was clear evidence of criminality in their past behaviour. He says Westpac have effectively decided that things couldn't get any worse, and so we may as well just do it.
Oh,
our reputation is so shithouse, we are so poorly conceived that, hang it, let's just bump up their rates.
So they think the timing's good to do it now.
Okay, well, you may as well jump on now. We can't disintegrate any further than we already have.
Wouldn't it be smarter one of the banks to put their rates down? Right now.
Yeah,
but no one is ever going to do that because it's bad business.
Yeah.
They're not going to, you know what? Banks are not a Christian or a caring, kind organisation.
There's a bombshell.
They're definitely not a charity.
Anyway, well done. Here we go. This will be the first of many, by the way. So strap yourself in, and anyone who's bought home loans and you're on the line, you're just going to get hairy.
And if you're curious about how the banks might be penalised for this, there was evidence of criminality, you say, Mick, there in the story. Just remember that as a result of the GFC in America, one person went to prison.
Yeah, good stuff.
And he was like a junior executive at Credit Suisse or something.
And he had what was coming to him. Let's ask the question, 133353. Can you name me a bigger bastard than the banks? When we look at the list, is they at the top of the heap? Is there someone you can pinpoint, or is anyone, is it a group of people? I'd say the right wing of the Liberal Party.
Yeah, it's pretty up there. The last
knife Tony Abbott in specifically, if we need to name names.
And a little bit of bullying gone on there too lately, just hence a few resignations happening in the party too.
A little bit of bullying, a little bit of we don't care if we can't have it, we'll destroy our own party.
Wow, we'll
meantime.
Self-implode.
Are they up there? Would you put them up there?
Yeah, I think they're up there. And then can I then add to that, at the risk of being obvious, Donald Trump?
Trump?
There you go.
Can I go on that list?
Well, he's on that list. A bloke who wouldn't put his flag to half mast for a bloke who spent five and a half years. Right, he is a role god.
Well, I've got one.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah. Remember when Sam Frost got dumped by The Bachelor? Oh, Blake Garvey. At the time, I said, Blake there's not a bigger bastard in Australia.
You've gone back to Blake Garvey.
Yep, I have.
He's let it go, Jane.
Has there been a royal commission in the Blake Garvey yet?
Well, no, they won't do that either. They'll put
it
off.
What about you, Dave?
I don't know, maybe the manufacturers of Coke Zero.
Oh, they are dead to me.
Yes. What about the composers of this of song? This.
Oh, yeah. Please, no. You bastards. All right, you get the idea. 133353, give us a call. Name is a bigger bastard than the banks. It's tough, but see what you can do.
We'll take your calls after this.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
The whole system has got out of control.
Banks, they're rigging the system, they're breaking the rules, they're, you know, laundering money, and they get away with a fine. The headline figures are huge, 700 million or a billion or 2 billion, but no one goes to jail.
If you're a young disadvantaged kid in regional Australia, you can get put in jail for looting a corner store, but CBA's charging fees to dead people, AMP's falsifying documents to the regulator. It's yet to be seen whether anyone will have, like, any actual meaningful penalty lodged against them.
Who's lost a job?
No one.
If you're ordinary garbage collector or if you're, you know, your TV cameraman or you're indeed, you know,
well,
union...
Well, the boss of AMP's lost his job.
Well, he's fallen on his sword, but goodness me, you'd say that was several years overdue, don't you? Mm-hmm. One thing which will change the culture of the banking sector is if they've got to pay some of their profits to the victims of their advice.
That is the warning from the banks, that they will have to increase interest rates on home loans to recover any profits lost from this Banking Royal Commission.
They have never once ever shown any empathy, they have never shown any compassion, and they have never apologised.
What the hell is going on in our banking system, and how the hell are we going to make sure this doesn't happen again?
And how do they escape criminal charges?
I don't get it. And they're raising interest rates to cover the losses that they've incurred for the Banking Royal Commission. Yeah. It's
with extraordinary profit.
Just know this, at the end of the day, we will pay for it.
Indeed. Somehow. So it started.
What was your
home
question,
loan
Mick?
Interest rates have gone up. Yeah. My question, and the Reserve Bank hasn't raised them yet. They've just gone.
Yeah.
They've gone unilateral, we'll do this, is name me a bigger bastard than the banks, rather than just dwell on this lot. Yeah. Can you, just to put it into some kind of perspective for us, can you name anyone? Ross, who are you thinking?
I'm thinking the insurance companies, Mick.
Well, they're the other big kahuna on deck, aren't they? Yeah. Don't name any, but I mean, what in particular gets you goat?
Well, when they had the Queensland floods, they wouldn't pay out because the damage that came from the drains, because the water didn't come from above, it came from below.
No, that's right. There's always seems to be a loophole, which is never explained to you when you sign up. It's amazing everyone thinks, I'm covered, great, I've paid my rates. And then amazingly, whatever happens, it turns out, you know what? You should be covered, but you're not.
Health insurance is the same too. You pay health insurance and then they start taking away all the benefits.
How many of us have been to the dentist and then go to pay, hand our card over and they go,
No, sorry.
You're not covered for this little one just here.
It's amazing the way it works out. You bastards! Thanks, Ross. Matt.
G'day, Mick. How you going?
Name me a massive bastard.
Mate, it was a couple of years ago. It was a sad, sad day, but it would have been the prick who changed the recipe and lowered the alcohol content of VB.
That's right.
You're dead right.
Really? Did the alcohol content go down?
From 4.9. to 4.6%.
Not that you remember. 4.6% specifically.
That's a drop of 0.3%, and it was bloody un-Australian.
Yeah, but that's taste and flavour, isn't it?
You know who I feel sorry for? You know who the real losers there were? Ugly people. that to pedal a lot harder for a root. It just is not on. You know what I mean? Come on. And can I say,
Matt, thank you for bringing that to our
good news is, though, Matt, it's back on deck. And can I say, VB is as good as any beer produced by the CUB.
They
got the recipe right with, and I've been down, I taste tested it.
Yeah. I have no doubt about
straight
that
off the
either.
Bat. Well done, CUB.
No more long, lonely walks home for you, Mick.
Hello,
I'm
Andrew.
Back, baby.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, good, Andrew.
I resemble that remark.
Oh, good on you. Hey, who's a bigger bastard?
Has to be the communication industry.
Ooh,
okay. Oh, right, you're talking about us.
They
no.
are
mobile no, phone no, companies,
mobile
yeah?
Exactly,
yeah. Mobile phone companies.
Well, you don't talk to Mick about it because he's just...
It's just my head.
They are terrible. You get 3 pages worth of information about your set price bill. Yeah. It's set price. I mean, why do you need 3 pages of...
I was thinking that today, Andrew. I was looking through my bill today and I thought, why have I got all this, paper?
Yeah.
Well, you're just lucky to have a phone after what I witnessed here a couple of weeks ago when you lost your phone. Hey, that was a good app, wasn't it? Find My Phone.
Yeah, find My Junkie. That's what it should be called.
Wow.
It's the nearest junkie. It's well, Sam.
A couple of people are phoning through to have got some interest.
Can't do much there. God.
All right, Drew, who's the biggest bastard going around?
I reckon it was that big bastard Huntsman that dropped down on my windscreen when I was driving the other day.
Oh,
That's not good. You know, my sister was driving once in peak hour traffic and was at a very busy intersection and she pulled down the sun visor.
Oh, no.
So she pulled down the sun visor and on the back is a Huntsman the size of a dinner plate. And as she pulled it down, the visor went in and the spider was about 6 inches in front of her face.
No way.
She got out of the car. She somehow got her seatbelt off, her door opened, and was standing on the nature strip. Yes, on the nature strip with the engine still running until someone went into her car.
And the Huntsman carjacked the car. It drove off down the street.
It could have driven it off.
Yeah. Exactly.
So there you go.
All right, let's go to Jesse.
How are you?
Yeah, good, Jesse. Leave us with someone.
Jesse, name it quickly. We've got to fly.
The taxation department.
I won't hear it. They're great.
No, I have so much respect and well we honour the work the ATO do.
That's all we've got time for now. You, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, team.
Yeah, you've got the beep test on Fox 40, 9 p.m. Sunday night. And best-selling book too, This Shirt Won't Iron Itself.
I've signed a copy,
There we go. Hey, actually, you know the copy that you gave me?
Yeah.
Right, I saw Rosie in hospital and I gave him a copy of my book.
Oh, you're very gifted.
Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy, your new way to drive home.
Thanks to Milwaukee, the next breakthrough in power tool and battery technology.
You can make anything with a Milwaukee.
You can. But you've got to be the real deal.
I know that, Jane. You can't stop preaching to the choir. We know that you need to spend...
need to be a proper...
6 years at TAFE.
Tradie.
You need to be like a Jedi Knight.
Correct.
You have to be able to use the Force almost.
Can't
you have to blindfold
like
yourself and erect something.
There's a big ceremony.
You know what I reckon?
You've got to go through.
You could, you could raise the Eiffel Tower with one...
That's
Milwaukee power drill. That's all you need.
For all those bolts.
A couple of Frenchies in stripy shirts.
Bit of metal.
Right, you could take that thing down in a minute flat.
What about the Harbour Bridge?
What? The Harbour Bridge. You do that and then knock off for lunch.
There you go.
Yeah, knock off for lunch and then go and do something else in the afternoon.
Well, can't pick it up anywhere there. Yeah. Don't be cocky that you're going to go down your local hardware store.
Don't even go near. There should be a restraining order for do-it-yourselfers from even going near a Milwaukee outlet.
It's only at absolute authorised Milwaukee dealers, everybody. Right.
That's it. You've been told.
All right. Thanks to Milwaukee, maximising runtime and performance never seen before on the job site. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast. Been a good show today, Kennedy Malloy.
Why would they have missed the show?
Well, in case you've just turned the radio on now, you're in the car.
Well, you're an idiot.
Well, that's a bit harsh.
Well, I think we should do the whole show again.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
All right. Got time. Play the opener.
No time.
What?
How are you going?
I've got things to do.
What was your favourite?
We've got front bar.
What was your favourite bit?
I like the newsreader stuff we did earlier.
Well, that is always the funniest thing I've ever
Limo
heard.
Limo was great as well.
Limo was okay.
Yeah, he's good.
Do you think he's overrated?
No, I don't think he is.
You're going on front bar.
I've got to go right now. I'm heading across town.
Hey, who's on your show tonight?
That's a very good question.
Oh, I know. Justin Lepich. Justin Lepich and Robert DiPietomenico, who I used to work with.
What?
No way.
When I first worked in radio, and it was the year he won the Brownlow Medal.
What were you doing with him?
I was working on a radio station in Melbourne.
Did you ever eat at his restaurant?
stupid. I did.
I had one of my first. Yeah. I had one of my first free, like, you know, my radio, you know, freebies? Radio Contra.
Yeah.
I was rung up and said, would you like to go and have lunch at Dippers? It's free.
Oh, that was an excellent place. Oh, you'll have fun tonight. He's a cracker.
I can't wait. All it's going to be a load of fun. Good on you, guys.
Check that out. Hey, big show tomorrow, being a Friday and all. Well, Russell Howcroft is going to swing by.
Clown of the week.
Clown of the week and more.
And Father's work experience, special. Josh. He's got his report for it.
We'll see you then for Kennedy Malloy.
That was some Kennedy Malloy for you. Now get around performance never seen before on the job site. Check out the latest from Milwaukee at your nearest authorised Milwaukee retailer.